This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
ScoreSense alerts me to suspicious credit activities
and possible identity theft. Should my identity get stolen, they'll cover me up to $1 million. How great is that?
So what are you waiting for?
Go to ScoreSense.com today and take control.
ScoreSense.com, helping you protect and make sense of your credit.
Better Business Bureau accredited.
New Year's resolutions are hard, but the Xfinity New Year New Deal is easy. Waking up the kids after a long winter break? Hard. But using the X1 voice remote to quickly find your favorite Netflix shows? Easy. Committing to a trendy New Year's diet? Hard. But watching the best shows, movies, and even live TV on the Xfinity Stream app with the most reliable internet? Easy. It's the Xfinity New Year New Deal, and it's simple, easy, awesome.
Now through February 3rd, get started with Xfinity TV and Internet for $35 each a month for 2 years when you bundle both with a two-year agreement, with download speed up to 150 megabits per second, plus Stars and Showtime included for a year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires equal bill, paperless billing, and auto pay enrollment. Restrictions apply. New X1 starter double play customers only. Actual speeds vary. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement, term, and premium promo, regular rates apply. Netflix streaming membership required.
Data message rates apply. National contest. It's time for another new money in the new year appointment. Every hour from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. weekdays on 92.9 FM ESPN. And right now.
All right, you got a chance to win $1,000 right now. Pick up your phone and text the word Harmony, H-A-R-M-O-N-Y. Text Harmony to 72881 now for your chance to win $1,000. Again, your 11 o'clock keyword is Harmony, H-A-R-M-O-N-Y. We just had a $1,000 winner yesterday. I want you to be the next $1,000 winner. So again, text Harmony, H-A-R-M-O-N-Y, to 72881 now for your chance to win $1,000. Another chance coming up at noon.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're happy.
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, cause now I'm getting hot enough to even want to stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail to mention? Your girl is out of mission. Everybody failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated. Finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated. That mean my pay was turned. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? Who that? That got that flame. Who that? Who that? That got that flame. Who that? Who that? That got that flame. So don't worry about, don't worry about my name. I gotta say, who that?
All right. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. It is January 15th, Tuesday, as a matter of fact. And we come in here trying to keep our spirits up today. My goodness, if you watched your Memphis Grizzlies last night, it probably was pretty easy to get sad. And, John, it was probably easy to get sad relatively quickly.
Yeah.
Because when James Harden's got 36 on you at the half, that's a pretty sad state of affairs, brother.
Yeah, by
pretty
the way, sad state. Not even just that. No Chris Paul.
Oh, you're going to tell about all the starters that were missing?
No Eric Gordon.
Oh.
No Clint Capella.
Oh.
And they still make slight work of the Memphis Grizzlies. Now,
light
again.
Light work.
On the road with no Kyle Anderson, but that game was not very competitive at all.
No.
And it has now spurred officially the talks, the discussions the reports.
I've heard it.
Of the end of times. We'll get into that here in just a little bit. Here's what we've got going on the show today. At 11:25, Sean Salisbury is going to join us, Jason.
Okay, we can talk a little football.
We can talk a little bit of football.
Man, get our minds off this.
With Sean Salisbury, he will join us. We will talk to him about the conference championships, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
Lots to get to with Sean Salisbury. He'll join us in the very next segment. There was a dinner at the White House last night.
Oh, I saw it.
It was delicious looking. I can only assume how tasty it was. I mean, all those Filet-O-Fish sandwiches, it's like we're back in Raleigh.
Did they have the fries?
The hot, salty fries?
Did they have the fries or not?
I cannot confirm they were fries. I didn't see any fries.
If they had the fries, they were good. If no fries, problem.
It was honestly, if this
you don't give them, you don't give somebody McDonald's and not give them the fries.
It would have been one of the all-time greatest spreads in the history of Raleigh. I got to tell you.
How dare you?
Because it had
you keep dogging
Wendy's,
Raleigh, I'm not going to stand for
McDonald's,
it.
Domino's.
They eat that all over this country, this great country of ours.
So we'll talk about that. Clay Travis will join us at 12:25. Lots to get to with Clay Travis, including that story. We'll talk to him about Tom Brady, about the conference championship. So all that and more with Clay Travis at 12:25. And then at 1:25, Matt Moore, who joined us just last week, he covers the NBA for the Action Network. He tweeted officially that it's time. He said, yep, it's time. Blow it up. I've held off as long as possible.
He was holding off last week when he talked to us. Now he's done. Huh?
I think I want to say there was an Avril Lavigne song. And the message is to keep holding on.
Because
you know we'll make it through. Make it through.
Your voice this morning, not melodious.
But I don't think Matt Moore is holding on anymore. I think he's letting go, actually.
I'd be interested to talk to him and see how he's changed since last week. His feelings have changed.
One of those, it's not me, it's you type of deals.
Mm.
You know, we've all been there.
Yeah.
You know, whether it was with Keisha or whoever, whatever her name was. I don't remember her name.
Cookie for you, fool.
Cookie for me. And then what was the name for you?
The name was Kiva.
Kiva.
Okay? Not Keisha. Not Keisha.
Kiva.
Not same.
Okay.
Not same name.
I'm sorry. So, yeah, Matt Moore going to join us at 1:25. So lots to get to on the show today. Real quick before we do get to the Memphis Grizzlies, Bennett said he had the best night of his life last
Bennett.
Night. Because
can't go any further.
He's
talking about this.
He apparently touched Ronda Rousey's hand.
That's true.
Allegedly. Now, listen, you guys know we'd like to take close looks at handshakes.
Just go watch the broadcast.
I'm told there were fries at this dinner as well.
There were fries?
So,
okay. So that's
ding.
Okay.
Give it a ding.
Hey, can we get a ding for the fries, for the hot, salty fries at the correspondents' dinner there for Clemson?
Now let's talk about Ronda Rousey and Bennett touching her.
Bennett, you looked like a 12-year-old on the front row last
night. Yeah.
Oh, it was definitely very. He was a fan. He was a fan last night. He
now, your
there.
Photo evidence of it doesn't look. It looks almost as if she may have passed his hand.
Now, that's the best picture I could get. With Bennett in the full frame.
But Bennett, you're telling us there is actual video evidence of your hands slapping.
Yeah, I mean, you can just flesh watch touching. The broadcast.
Did you slap hands with anybody else? Or was Rousey the only one?
I did get denied by Finn Balor. But my buddy got whatever it is.
The hook'em? Hook'em
horns? The too sweet?
Yeah, he got the too sweet from him. So that was the
hook'em horns? Finn Balor, yeah. Well, you know why?
Did it feel like you were in the presence of a star when Rousey touched you?
It frankly kind of did.
Okay, that's what matters.
Well, she is a star.
That's why you were there.
She is a star.
It was an amazing night.
Bennett called it the most amazing night of his life.
I can tell by how enthusiastic he is about it.
I've never sat that close to anything in my life. I've never been that close.
A high school basketball game or something you've been close to. Yeah.
I mean, something like that big time. I've never been that close.
Okay.
I was actually going back and forth between Raw and the Grizzlies game last night.
Yeah, me too. Spent more time on Grizzlies.
Yeah, I mean, listen, man, I know what it's like to sit close for those things.
All right, dude.
And I'm just
spare
saying,
me with your like, oh, I've graduated.
I've
from
done this. You about to because we got in a text before. Last night, didn't
older
we, Ben?
Older than you, and I've been
I've
watching
done this
wrestling
before,
like
and it's not anything to me anymore.
No, I'm just I'm.
But
not
I'm glad
that.
You had a good time.
I'm not doing that. I'm not okay. I'm kind of doing that.
There's no question you are.
Your first time is always going to be the most special. It really is.
Bro, I've been to WWE
that
events.
Close.
Like, I've never been that close.
Stop trying to act like I'm being a D. I'm not being a D. I'm just saying 3 hours is a long show. All right? And
it was a great show.
There's a lot of filler.
If you're a wrestling fan, you cannot sit here with a straight face and say that wasn't one of the best Monday Night Raws I know in months.
Bennett Doyle is one of those.
He says it was good.
Jeffrey Wright is one of those. He said it was good. Yeah. So I have no doubt.
I will defer to them on that. I don't watch it anymore. I really don't.
There was star power. There was good matches. You had a title change. Mr. McMahon came out.
That's true.
I mean, you can't ask for much.
Black man won the title.
Yeah.
Bobby Lashley won the Intercontinental Championship. Finn Balor, who is a fan favorite, won the Fatal 4-Way match. He's going to fight Brock Lesnar at the Royal Rumble for the title. Again, Mr. McMahon came out, the guy that created it all. You get to sing No Chance. That's like what every wrestling fan dreams of. Rousey comes out, wrestles in the first match. That was awesome. You got the debut of the women's tag team titles. Like, I'm the first person to ever get to see those live in person.
Here, now I sense the enthusiasm. Yeah, it's coming out now.
Yeah.
You had a good time.
It was awesome.
Yeah, I respect that.
And here's here's the thing about that, too, is you have to go see that in person. Like, there's just a big difference and this is someone who watches it on TV all the time, and I haven't been to a live event since I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to go see that stuff in person, dude.
It's a different experience.
Yeah,
and especially when you're close.
I highly recommend, especially if you got kids, like, I highly recommend taking your kids to a WWE event.
Yeah. So congratulations.
Glad you had
to Bennett.
A good time, man.
Thank you.
Are you ever going to wash that hand again?
Well, I already did, but I've got pictures and video, so it's all good.
There you go. Glad everybody had a good time, especially our producer, The Blanket. All right, on to things that aren't fixed, right? On to things that are very real.
Right.
The Grizzlies are in very real trouble. They lose last night on the road to the Houston Rockets, 112-94. Frankly, listen, the Rockets did what they do. They hit a bunch of threes.
Well, they give it to James Harden.
Yeah, they give it to James Harden. They hit a bunch of corner threes. Like, that is what they do.
He had 57. You know, the rest of the team had 55.
Yeah, that
57,
was...
57, dude.
That was...
So Kobe's, you know, record's broken since the merger.
The issue is...
Most consecutive 30-point
The
game.
Issue is a few things. One...
Since merger.
Mark had 5 points.
Yes, I saw. Now, he did get hit in the funny bone, it appeared, and shot an air ball from the free throw line as a result of it.
Right, right. And then I believe the words that he's going to be evaluated.
Mm-hmm.
The other problem is that the Grizzlies just looked unprepared defensively against James Harden. Like, I mean, they're down Chris Paul, they're down Clint Capella, they're down Eric Gordon. There's literally one guy who's going to have the ball. Now, I know Kyle Anderson is out. So, you know, that's maybe a guy you would think about putting on him.
Your eyes are not lying. They do not deceive you.
But
there are times where they've got James Harden trapped with two guys. It happened a couple of times. There's one time where Mark and Javon Carter have got him. They're both two very good defensive players. There's another time when Jaren's got him with someone else. And both times, James Harden is allowed to step through. Again, you've got the book on this guy. You know what he wants to do. And to your point, it looked like you've never seen him before.
Right.
So, again, where's the plan? It was an absolute mess, John.
It was. And after the game, the report started surfacing. One from Mark Stein, who said basically, you know, the rumblings are that there's a thought that Mark may not opt in.
Mm-hmm.
And that being the case, the Grizzlies would look to move him to get some kind of compensation for him.
Well,
we're going to talk to Matt Moore about that at 125. So
you looked at me crazy when I was saying
that a year ago,
you looked at me crazy.
Let me raise my hand and say that I did look at you like you were crazy.
I thought
there was no way that Mark was going to turn down $26 million. And I might be wrong. It looks like I'm wrong on that. So
you ain't wrong yet.
Right.
And there's a lot to still play out. That's a lot of money. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
But you realize he gets hurt in that opt-in year. It's over.
It's true.
There's no more for you after 30. You know, you're 34 years old right now.
Yeah. So.
And that'd take you to 35.
I mean, this is the home of the Blues, Memphis, Tennessee.
That's where we sing about our sadness.
I think that might be the best way to get through this.
Probably so. You got anything, Bennett, that could help us?
I think that might be the best way through, man.
That's what we do in the M-Town.
Maybe if we just, you know, riff our way through it, it'll...
Sing a little blues?
Hurt a little less.
All right, let me give it a shot. Heading down to FedEx Forum. Lord knows the Grizzlies probably gonna lose again.
Grit and grat is what they told us.
Well, I like the smoke you're putting on it, John.
But all we got was a misdap from Joakim Noah.
Oh, beast mode. I got another one. This is nice. Wanna trade Marc Gasol, but a brother can't get nothing but a pack of Newports for him.
Grizz gotta blow it up, but nobody wants the pieces.
That smoke you got on it is nice.
After it all gets blown to smithereens.
I got one more. Want to help J.B. Bickerstaff keep his job, but that man keep playing Shelvin Mack.
There's just ain't nothing can
he
be done.
He won't stop, John.
There's nothing that can be done. That's it? Did that help?
I think it does help when you sing about your sadness. Bennett, you got anything you want to add?
No.
No, you still in on this team. Ain't no sadness for you, is it? Playoff bound.
Yeah. Hey, I didn't see the game last night.
That
so
was, that was probably the best medicine for you.
So to me, it never even happened.
There you go. That's the way through.
The Grizzlies are crying, y'all. So are we.
Yeah, and
it is a tough spot, right, John? Because we can say blow it up, and it's real easy to say that.
Yeah.
But what does that look like?
I know.
Right? Don't you still want to convey the pick? You blow it up, you can't convey a pick, you keep a pick in a draft that's not deep. Does that help? Buddy.
Okay, so this is the season right now for the Memphis Grizzlies. The best thing that could possibly happen for them at this point...
Tell me.
...is to not have a draft pick. Like, that is the best thing that could happen for this season.
It's weird. That's actually true.
But, like, how uninspiring is that?
It's awful. It's awful.
The best way for your season to play out at this juncture.
That goes back to Jeff Green and those decisions.
Yeah, is to just not have any.
That's why you're here, because of the decisions.
In the draft. And you're not making the playoffs. Like, that's out.
Let's stop with that, right? That this is going to.
I think we have. I think most people have stopped with that. I mean, do you know anybody that's still holding out for that?
We'll see. We'll see if Matt Moore's come on. He was about the last of the Mohicans with that stuff.
Yeah, he definitely was.
We'll see.
But they are in such an unenviable position, man, because again, they have to convey that. Because even starting you can't even press a button and everything blows up, because it's still going to take another year for you to really begin that in earnest, because you don't have the pick. So yes, I agree. You want to build around Jaren Jackson Jr.
Right.
That's what you have.
Oh yeah, that's easily said. Yes, that's what we all want to do.
You still owe money to Chandler Parsons.
Yes. That ain't going anywhere. And why would he take less when there ain't much more coming after that?
You still don't have a draft pick because you owe it to, whether you keep it. If you keep it this year, it's a disaster, because you're not going to be able to get into the top four. This draft is not perceived as a good one. So if you keep it's going to be a young player, and we can get behind young players. We will get behind young players. And we can all be proven wrong, right?
Phoenix got a bunch of young players. Look where they're at right now. They're tanking for a reason.
Sacramento had the same thing.
Sacramento had it for years.
So not only when you initiate a rebuild, it's not just about even having the assets, which the Grizzlies don't have. It's also about having a clear and uncluttered vision about how you're going to do it.
You do this now. You do this now. It's not just about, John, not having your pick possibly this draft. It's about not having your pick possibly next year when it's top six protected. You push the button now. Right, which we all say, yes, you've got to push it, but you do it right now. There's a good chance you're talking about 2 years of in this case now having your pick is the now you're having to keep it, and you don't send it to Boston until, as we've said, 2021, when the high schoolers come in, and you want to have your pick in that draft now. So again, easy to say push the button, and we all say a button's got to be pushed, but the timing of it, the Chandler situation. Mark's situation now, and you saw Mark, you mentioned this, John, you saw Mark Stein tweeting about it now, that the Grizzlies may believe that he's going to opt out of the $25 million next year. If that's the case, as the Grizzlies, you've got to start looking to trade him. You can't have a Tyreek situation where you get nothing for him, particularly when, in this situation, it's one of the cornerstones of your franchise. You're going to have to get something for him moving forward. So, again, the timing of all this complicates things so much. I'm not sure that there's a situation like this in the NBA where you can't go full in on being bad, because there's too many ahead of you doing that.
Right.
You can't hope that this thing's going to fix itself by itself, because you can see, right, look at it last night, it's an absolute dumpster fire. So you're stuck in the middle, and you're stuck in purgatory, and that's a lot of times that's the worst place to be.
It is.
The middle.
It is the worst place to be in the NBA. That's undeniable, because you're not a contender. You're far from a contender. You're You're not one of the worst teams in the NBA. You're not one of the worst three or four teams in the NBA. So you are, by definition, very much in the middle. And so where do you start? I mean, and I guess that the only answer is Mark and what to do with him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what he can get back, what trading Marc Gasol can get back in value for you. You know, obviously last year, you think back. And again, I'm not saying that these players and their significance to Memphis is anywhere close to the same. But Tyreek Evans, remember how stubborn the Grizzlies were with Tyreek Evans,
mm-hmm.
who was on a 1-year contract,
right.
who you know was putting up good numbers on a bad team. They were stubborn with Tyreek. They were very stubborn with Tyreek. They said, you know what, we demand a first round pick for Tyreek Evans, and if we don't get that, then we're not trading him. And they didn't get a first round pick,
right.
And guess what? They shot themselves in the foot because Tyreek Evans left for nothing at the end of the year and got a $12 million deal mm-hmm. with Indiana. And I don't remember what the offers were at this point, but I distinctly remember there were like maybe a couple, you know, second rounders on the table. I think there was one deal with two players maybe from Denver.
Yeah.
You know, how the Grizzlies going to act with Mark, who is a cornerstone for them, who has meant so much to the city, so much to the franchise, who is a 7-footer who, you know, you would think would make a difference for a lot of teams. You know, how are they going to act with him? That kind of scares me.
I think about this with Mark, and listen, I'm a guy that as a Memphian, even after, right, you let Tony and you let Tony and Zach go, that was, man, it sure would be nice to see Mark and Mike retire as Grizzlies.
Yep.
It just makes sense. It's their entire career. You know, they help form a brand here. You know, when it comes to, you know, your embracing of this team as a community, they are right in the middle of that. And so I'm with you that I wanted that to be the case. But I'm watching last night, and I know Mark got hit in the funny bone, and, you know, that so at some points of that game, he's not feeling well. But there's a point in that game, again, John, I've talked about the defensive, you know, they're allowing James Harden to step through, and there's one case where Mark's got him and Javon's got him, and the guy still goes through. They're backing off. I don't get it. But there's another instance on the offensive end where he has got, John, Austin Rivers in the post. Memphis had mismatches inside all night long because, number one, Houston was shorthanded, as you point out. Three starters gone, including Capella. You were having guys like PJ and Austin Rivers trying to push posts out of the paint. He's got Austin Rivers on him, John. Austin Rivers in the paint.
Yep.
Shelvin Mack comes on a duck in, cut into, and Gasol gives it up to him for a layup that they don't convert. Can't remember if it's blocked or if he just didn't convert it. But again, he's passing it up, John, with Austin Rivers, the guy that Marc Gasol used to. You get a mismatch like that, you're going to bag him down, you're going to dunk on him. Or the lead, whatever. You're not going to dunk on him, you're 34. You're going to lay that ball up and get the easy basket. Johnny's passing the buck to Shelvin Mack. So here's my point with all that. Mark in helping you. I know 2 games ago, right, San Antonio, beast mode. I know. We get that once every blue moon now. He's not helping you on the court. So if you are the Grizzlies, you've got to find a way to get something out of that asset.
Yep.
If he is not helping you off the court, you have to find a way to get something out of it. That would obviously be trade. This dude is checked out. I know we got beast mode 2 games ago, and all of a sudden we're back in on the Marc Gasol bandwagon. Oh, he's the and I know there was a time, and I'm with you guys too. I wanted to see it all play itself out. This guy retires here. But you are at a point in your franchise's history. You sit back and wait, right? Grit and grind and all this nostalgia. It's going to look worse holding out, right, letting him play out the string then than it does right now. You'll put yourself even in more dire straits. So you got to make a move. Again, we all loved him.
Right.
He's not giving you anything at this point.
Nope.
So you got to push on and get the most you can for him. What that looks like, we all agree.
Who knows?
It's probably not going to look really good to us.
Right.
But you have got to move on because it appears that right. he has. Well, it appears that he has. He no longer believes, John. You can see it in his play.
Well, you've got to stockpile something.
I don't know that Mike believes anymore. You know, we've done a lot of picking on Mark. And at this point, you got to take calls on everybody, don't you?
Well, I mean,
again,
yeah.
You can't just rush through it and trade everybody right now because, again, you do that, you're definitely keeping that pick.
Right.
Right? But, my gosh.
The Shelvin Mack thing is bad.
It is time to move up. Shelvin Mack, now that just goes back to JB on me. I don't get it.
You saw that play at the end of the first half when there was a jump ball. Grizzlies get the ball with 3.6 seconds left. Mike's streaking up to the corner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shelvin keeps the ball, doesn't pass it up, mm-hmm. and I don't even know if he gets a shot off. At the end of the half, like he's like shrugging.
We talked about it at the end of the game in Miami. He's got the ball. He's taking the shot.
Why? Why is Shelby, like, why? What is happening?
Last night, again, Mark Gasol is giving it to Shelvin on a duck in. Like, this dude's the one averaging, you know, 20 points a game. Like, he's Damian Lillard or something.
I must be missing.
What are you doing, Mark? Y'all want you taking that shot with Austin Rivers on your back.
Yeah, man.
You know, in the post.
I don't get it.
You kidding me? That's not good basketball.
That's another.
The right basketball player
is you getting that shot. Damn, of everything, you know, the sky falling and the sky crying. Shelvin Mack is getting 25 minutes a damn game.
After he said Javon more minutes.
Absolutely.
After he said ahead.
Javon Carter.
But only ends up with 15.
Right, right.
I know Justin Holiday hadn't looked good, but Jeff made this point too. How's he only getting 14? How's he come in garbage time? Don't you owe it to yourself? At least you've traded 2 second-round draft picks for him to put him out there. I know he hadn't hit a three. Guy looked like he can't hit one, but at least give him some minutes to do it. Good Lord.
Yeah, we'll get into all this with Matt Moore at 1:25. I'll probably take your calls as well. When we come back, Sean Salisbury is going to join us. We will talk to him about the NFL playoffs this weekend, conference championships, lots to get to. He's up next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
New money, new year.
Congratulations to local winner Philip Bruckner from Memphis.
Wow, unbelievable.
What you doing with your $1,000, Philip?
Day-to-day living, you know, it'll just be nice, yeah. You know, I've got car payment and stuff, so just $1,000, I can't hurt.
And why do you listen to 92.9?
Good commentators, you know, throughout the day. So I enjoy Jeff Dawkins and Jason and John, Gary Parrish.
We're the Money Trio.
Hey, this is Phil from Memphis. I just won $1,000 listening to 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's Howie with Robert Irwin Jewelers, and every romance isn't the same, is it?
Well, just like every romance is different, every diamond is different, and that's what makes them unique and special, and that's why they're the ultimate symbol of love.
And you have all these different choices at Robert Irwin Jewelers, don't you?
Along with about 300 to 400 different engagement rings that are ready-made, ready to go. You can pick your own diamond at Robert Irwin Jewelers. You can pick your own setting. We can put it together for you. So when you get down on one knee, she's going to give you a big yes.
And you have new choices in diamonds at Robert Irwin Jewelers, don't you?
It's called Altar Created Diamonds. And what those are, unlike traditional diamonds that are mined out of the earth, these are grown in a greenhouse.
So what's the difference?
It's chemically, optically, physically exactly the same. The only difference is it's 30% less expensive, so you can get a bigger, brighter diamond.
You've done it again, Howie.
No. You've done it again.
Robert Irwin Jewelers is still the best place to get engaged.
And remember, we've got free financing, and we've got something for anybody's budget. 4 locations or online at rijewelers.com.
Don't be left standing outside this season. The Sportsbook Lounge at Sam's Town Hotel and Gambling Hall Tunica has a seat that is calling your name. Make sure to join them for the big game on February 3rd. Enjoy the roomy seats, full-service bar, weekend food specials, and, of course, with its wall of big-screen TVs, you won't miss any part of the big game in this sports bettor's paradise at the Sportsbook Lounge at Sam's Town Hotel and Gambling Hall Tunica. And since you're catching the big game at Sam's Town, why not book a hotel package as well? Because who doesn't want to celebrate longer when their team wins? Simply call 1-800-946-0711 and mention Game B. That's G-A-M-E-B, and you can reserve your package for a room and 2 breakfast buffets starting at just $45. Call 1-800-946-0711. Don't miss out on the full sports betting experience at Sam's Town Hotel and Gambling Hall, Tunica. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions and fees may apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
When you hear it, you know. An evening with the Steve Miller Band.
I'm a smoker. I'm a midnight.
March 24th, Bank Plus Amphitheater at Snowden Grove. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. Presented by Live Nation. For more info and tour dates, visit SteveMillerBand.com. Steve Miller Band Ultimate Hits available now.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking by offering a checking account that pays you. Visit orionfcu.com to learn more.
It's time to join the millions of people using Zoom video conferencing. Turn any size conference room, huddle room, or executive office into a Zoom room with flawless HD video, crystal clear audio, and instant wireless sharing. It'll even work with your existing hardware. Start your meetings with a single touch or use Zoom's new voice command feature. Hey Zoom, start meeting. Huddle happy. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free Zoom room trial today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And every Tuesday at this time, we talk to Sean Salisbury. We talk to Sean now.
It's Sean Salisbury, former NFL quarterback and NFL analyst. Host of the Sean Salisbury Show, live every Tuesday on the Jason and John Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Sean, you were coaching this Blue-Gray All-American game, man, and you got the victory. Tell us about it.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, it was, I love the coaching. I love the kids. I love the teaching and the passion that goes into it. We, you know, you practice Saturday and Sunday. They give you two practices and you get the kids together for about three hours a day, and went out yesterday in NRG and it was a blast. And we started slowly. It was us, Team Houston, which is Team Lone Star, basically. We're called Team Lone Star, but it's a bunch of kids from, you know, All America type kids that are going on to college, and some that were, there's a bunch of recruiters in the house watching them and seeing if they could get, you know, their last game on film so they could be watched. And we were playing teams from other 49 states, and they came out and hit us in the mouth quick, and we were down 10-0 at half. We did not move the ball very well, and I think we kind of maybe realized time for a wake-up call, and we got one. And I gave them a little bit of a wake-up call at halftime, too, with some self-esteem on the end of it and love, and tell them how much I appreciated them and told them that they needed to represent a little bit better. Our coaches did an incredible job of making halftime adjustments, and then we went out and got 29 unanswered points and won the football game. So 29-10, but they was a great competitive team, and they were well coached, and our team was, you know, prepared. And I think they, you know, I told them at halftime too. I said, you know, adversity. I said, I told you guys during the weekend at some point before this game that this was going to happen, that they were going to make some plays, and you guys were going to have to overcome them. And from the opening drive of the second half, they played with a little bit of piss and vinegar.
There you go.
And then they did it right. It was a classy game, both teams, both coaching staffs, and, you know, hoisted the trophy. And so some of the least, like, you know, when you watch kids practice, it's so weird, but you see this all the time. You don't really know what you got in 6 hours. And, you know, our MVP is a kid, is a two-way player, but he told us at halftime, oh, by the way, guys, I can play. I had like 15 sacks this year. So our defense coach said, oh, okay. So we put him in there. He's running around on defense, but on offense, he was a running back, big 250-pound kid who's being recruited by a lot of schools. And he was just a monster and was able to wear him down early in the third quarter. And then we opened up the passing game and played great on defense. So it was a pleasure and an honor to coach him. And it's my, much I love this career, which we do in the broadcasting, and it keeps us close. I miss that.
I can tell.
Competitive fire.
Yeah.
And to go out there and to spend it, you're drained mentally, emotionally, and physically, and you know how much these kids care. It's one of the great things we get to do, and I absolutely loved and obsessed about it yesterday, and I was proud of these kids, and it was about them, and it was fun to be a part of it.
Sean, just wondering, because I know we talked to you over the summer, and there was an opportunity there from LSU to be a part of the staff, but because of some NCAA stuff, it didn't come to fruition. Are you still pursuing maybe getting into coaching, you know, this offseason?
Yeah, that's still viable. I've spent time talking to a couple coaches. I've never, guys, in my past, you know, made that, okay, this offseason is going to be spent or during the season going for that.
Mm-hmm.
I think more now than ever after LSU contacted me about that job, because I was a private quarterback trainer, the compliance wouldn't allow it to happen too close together, because you're getting, your players are getting recruited
right.
by some of the schools that you're, you know, by the LSU was recruiting, you know, a guy or two that I was training. So, but you back away, and I just to have the opportunity, I backed away from the private training that I normally would do with kids during the fall. So there was more, even more time in between, because I had even stopped it last spring. But, you know, yeah, I'm still holding, my fingers are still crossed. I'm prepared and ready. I should be MT2A compliant now. I know there's opportunities. And the thing is, a lot of people from LSU contact me and fans and are so great about it. You know, we need you there and the rest there. Well, they got a good staff. They're pretty good anyway. With or without me, the LSU program's going to go on. Do I think I could help? Yes. Would I? Do I hope day by day? Am I a little bit consumed with it? Yeah, actually I am, because I love it. I have a passion. I know, I think I know offense and know defense, and I that doesn't mean I don't take the coaching profession serious, the work they put in and the time, but I like to work. I know how to work and the grind. People do it backwards. A lot of times these young coaches, they start when they're 20
mm-hmm.
and they coach, and that's their whole life. And while I've been coaching without the label of coach my whole life, I'm ready to take it on. I'm not afraid of work. And
there
I
you
think,
go.
You know, with some stuff that I've studied and taken great stuff from great coaches and kind of applying it to that, I know how to coordinate a passing game. And I'm not ready to be an offensive coordinator, guys, because that would be disrespectful to offensive coordinators who work their butt off. But you give me a call, you give me a chance to be a passing game type coordinator and coach quarterbacks. In 2 years, I'll be prepared to call plays at any level at any time. But my number one, I love LSU. I love Coach Orgeron. I think it's still in the mix. I don't know. I'm not a guy that's going to beat somebody, you know, beat doors down to drive somebody crazy. They're recruiting, and I understand it. But I think they know. Matter of fact, I know they know,
mm-hmm.
And I know. So if the interest is still as it was and even greater, then maybe I'll be wearing that purple and gold. If not, then I'll continue to work and do my thing like this and prepare. But if that opportunity presents itself, I can promise you two things. The kids will know I learned three things. The kids will know I love them, and I do know how to recruit. I will work my butt off, and you won't lack passion or dedication to the football program or to the preparation side of it.
Definitely.
I pray you get it, Sean. Yeah. I know how much that would mean to you, how much you enjoy it.
Guys, I think about it. Even before the LSU situation last summer, and like I said, they're well coached. I mean, from Dave Aranda on offense, our defense, to Steve Ensminger and Coach Orgeron, Corey Raymond, they have great staff. But every now and then, you know, another set of eyes and ears and who sees it from maybe a different perspective from the outside can help, and I'm prepared for it. But I do love it, because most importantly, it's a chance to shape kids' lives and also for you to continue to shape your lives. And I get now why coaches want to work till they're 70 or 75, or why they do it. It keeps you young, mm-hmm. keeps you energetic, it keeps you with something to go to every day. And I'm okay getting kicked in the mouth, guys. I am. I've been knocked down plenty in my life. So there's not much I haven't seen when it comes to adversity or being in quicksand. I know how to get out of it. And then you reap the benefits. And after we went out, I took my coaching staff out last night, and I'm like, and then the stories afterwards, and you're exhausted. The
right.
kids do all those, you're exhausted. And I'm like, this is me, man. I mean, I could die on a practice field. Hopefully I won't, and I'd be okay with it. I love competition, and I love the challenge of, okay, you got me this time. Because in the first half, the guys whooped our ass. And I thought, man, I know we had them prepared. But I said, okay, let's not panic, make a few adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
And we did, and stay the course. And before you know it, you blink, and it's 29-10. So I love watching these kids and their eyes light up when they know they're doing right. That's the satisfying part of it. Money's fine. But like I said, if you'd have told me when I was a player that I had to play for free, even though we wouldn't have told our general manager that, I'd do it. I coach for free now, but we do have bills to pay, and we got things to do. But the fact that you get to go out there and match wits for wits, I love the chess match, man. Yeah. And I hope it comes to fruition. If not, I got a pretty damn good job right now.
No doubt about it. All right, Sean, who were you most impressed with over the weekend?
Chiefs defense.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot to be impressed with. I mean, we could go through it all. The resolve of the Saints after getting down, and everybody saying, oh, here goes the Nick Foles again. And it didn't go away. Hell, if Alshon Jeffrey makes that catch, we don't know how it's going to end.
Exactly.
I talked about the Rams. I was so impressed. If you watched, I went back and studied Sean McVay's game plan against the Cowboys. They must have run that jet sweep fake inside zone handoff 15. It looked like 10, 15 times a game with the same motion. That's why I try to tell people you don't have to do a lot. You just got to make it look like you're doing a lot and make it look very difficult for the defense, but you change formations and personnel groupings. But we do a lot of the same things. And the great teams that I was when I was growing up in Aikman, or when I was playing and then broadcasting, Aikman's Cowboys and North Turner, that group, they give you about 5 or 6, 7 runs and about 12 passes, but they do it from 30 different formations. Same way with the 49ers. They window dress it enough to be like, oh, man, this looks different. They're doing all kinds of different things. And they end up giving the inside zone to C.J. Anderson or Todd Gurley. And so their offense, their domination at the offensive line was huge. The Patriots, who everybody leaves them for dead, no, by the way, we'll score 35 in the first half and make you chase. You knew that was over because you give Bill Belichick 2 weeks. That's impressive. The two things, the most shocking things for me, though, were one, the Chiefs' defense looked like a Super Bowl defense. And I know it was cold, but that's a mindset that they played the best football they played all year. And the hottest team coming in, the Indianapolis Colts, honestly, guys, it was weird to me. And you guys know how much I love Andrew Luck, but this team looked, and you know how when you'll throw a team out there and you know they haven't been through mental preparation? Yep. You know, like in practice, like your second day of team, and you're like, oh, man, we don't know that blitz pickup yet, or, man, we're not on the same page or route. They looked like a team that was like second game of preseason. It was weird to me. Yeah. Now, that's a lot to do with the Chiefs, but Andrew never got going. The offensive line looked a little sluggish. It was like that, okay, we're in the third day of training camp. This is why this is happening. They looked confused. They looked indecisive. Now, like I said, that's not them, and Frank Reich gets his teams prepared. We know Luck's great. But there is no way on God's green earth you could have told me. If you'd have told me what the stats were at halftime before the game saying this is how it's going to turn out, I would have laughed in your face. And Kansas City's Chiefs defense, they play that way against New England. We're probably getting Mahomes in the Super Bowl, so we'll see if they can sustain it. To me, that was the most impressive overall effort because of, and the Rams' dominance on the offensive front and the front seven, but the Chiefs' defense, because we thought it was, okay, you got to at least limit them to 35 so Mahomes could get 38,
right.
And they didn't have to do that, so that was a bit of a shocker for me.
Who's your pick this weekend in both games? Who's going to the Super Bowl?
Okay, well, I have three home teams. Well, I missed the Colts game, but I got the rest right. This week, I'm sticking with what I picked in August, guys. It's supposed to be Arctic-like temperatures in Kansas City, and I know the Chiefs are prepared offensively to do it. But, guys, when I saw what Brady said, and everybody's kind of – they're the forgotten team.
Yep.
They're the fourth most gifted team. They were the eighth most gifted team of the teams available last weekend. Even though it's Kansas City, it's on the road. They've struggled on the road this year. Number 12 is pretty good, and the coach knows how to prepare. I think I'm not picking against them until somebody proves to me that they can keep them out of that. What is this, 9 straight AFC championship games? It's stupid.
Yep.
It really is to do what they're doing. But also, when you look at the skill set, you'd say Kansas City. But somebody's got to prove to me you're knocking Brady out. I'm not a waffler on my picks. I took them in August. I'm sticking with them. And I think this Rams-Saints game is going to be an unbelievable watch. But in the Saints, if the Rams and the Saints play like they did last weekend, the Rams are winning. But on the other side, I don't see that happening 2 weeks in a row for the Saints because they even started slowly. But again, in the second half, Breeze got going. The Saints were my pick in the NFC to go to the Super Bowl in August. I'm sticking with them as well. I think, you know, you got two old men in the playoffs left. They're the two oldest quarterbacks in the league are kicking butt. And then we got these two young bucks in Goff who played great and Mahomes who's setting the world on its ear. This makes for great talk, fodder, banter, drama. I won't be shocked by any stretch of the imagination if the 40-year-old who just had his birthday and the 41-year-old and reigning MVP are playing against each other in Atlanta. I'm going to stick with those two.
Smart man.
We are, of course, talking to Sean Salisbury. He joins us every single week here on the show. Tom Brady said after the Patriots got the win over the weekend, and pretty comfortably too, by the way, that everybody thinks the Patriots suck and that they can't win any games. Who's saying that, Sean? I don't think anybody here is saying it. Are you saying it?
That's what the gray ones do,
no,
right, Sean?
But I've heard a lot of people say it. And this is how they do it, though. Patriots love this. They're the best us against the world mentality.
Exactly.
If you think back, Spygate, they come out and whoop your butt the next year. Mm-hmm. Deflategate, and they go out and win a Super Bowl after Brady misses, you know, they're going to a Super Bowl after Brady misses four. They're always looking for something. And unfortunately for the rest of the 31 teams in the world, somebody gives them something.
Right.
Oh, Brady's done. Oh, then he goes and wins an MVP. Oh, it's always something. And this year, 11-5, they kind of just floundered around at times. Didn't look like the typical Patriots. Not a lot of weapons. Gronk looking a little, you know, long in the tooth. Brady maybe not the same numbers. And then we get to the playoffs. Who knows? The trust factor. 35 at halftime against the most complete team that was left. And of the eight teams, the Chargers offense, defense, and special teams was the most complete, and they were as gifted as any of the eight roster-wise. They waltz in there, they hit them right in the mouth, and they're going to play this card because they're going to play. Because even I'm telling you right now, most of the world, I bet you, instead of people who look at it maybe like we do are thinking, oh, Kansas City, Mahomes, they're kicking their butt. And it won't shock anybody if New England's standing, but they love this narrative. Because this is what they do. And all of a sudden, we're going to blink. And if they play really good football, like they did against the Chargers,
mm-hmm.
we're going to be talking at Radio Row about the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl again. It just is. And we're going to say, oh, so it's not done. But I'm not going to be that guy that throws out there on Twitter. Not that I'm afraid to, because eventually somebody's going to be right. But even the ones this year who are throwing it,
right.
if they get beat by the Chiefs, they're still one of the four left standing. And most teams, I mean, think about that. We call it an average season for them, and they're in the AFC Championship game 11-5, and people had them left for dead. I ain't doing it, man. I'm not going to be that guy. But they will ride that pony because I have read and heard. You'll hear whispers of disrespect to the Patriots. And they've been disrespected all the way to Kansas City, and they're going to love playing in this type of temperature. This is just them, man. They're about as blue-collar a team as it gets.
Mm-hmm.
What just happens to have that white-collar pretty boy quarterback who will cut your heart out and feed it to you on a platter just when you think he's done. So, and I love Andy Reid, but you know what? Belichick's preparation. Then it comes down to players got to execute. They didn't look like a soft team against the Chargers, I can tell you that. So, I sure as hell don't think they suck, and those words aren't coming out of my mouth until both Brady and Belichick are on some boat somewhere drinking a cocktail or a cold beer, and then they're out of the league. And then that's what will happen. They'll find a way in the next 2 years, somehow, some way, to accumulate like four first-round picks, and Trevor Lawrence will be the next quarterback for Bill Belichick. Watch.
It's true.
They'll pull something. They will do something. There's not going to be some Harry Hatchet-ass playing quarterback in New England in 2 years. It's going to be some dude that everybody says, Bill can't be this fortunate, can he?
Exactly.
Watch. That's how they operate.
Kyler Murray, I got to ask you, Sean, what do your quarterback instincts tell you? 5'9", will he be able to get it done at the NFL level? Do you like him?
Yeah, you might be stretching him by an inch. He's mm-hmm. not that. I've stood back. He's not that big. What, 5'8"?
Wow.
500 times dripping
wow.
wet. Guys, I'll tell you, I've changed my narrative on him. I used to think baseball, center fielder, got uh-huh. all these skill sets. Billy Beane's a buddy of mine, you know, and I thought, this looks like a Billy Beane draft pick. He loves multi-sport athletes. He always has. He was one himself.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always thought, you know, 2 years ago, if you'd asked me this after seeing him at A&M and watching him, I said, fifth, sixth-round pick if he's lucky, and will he play quarterback? He's so diminutive, so small
right.
in stature. But, guys, all he does is win and makes every play. And we throw to angles and we throw to windows. Not now. I have to throw over players, and I'm 6'5 when I play, when their arms are in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I'm telling you, he is – if I was a Denver Broncos, if I was the Arizona Cardinals after watching what I watched last year, now I know things change. I don't quit on anybody in a year. I would call Denver up. I would say, you want Josh Rosen? Give us a you can have Josh Rosen. Give us a first round pick. And I would take my first round pick that I already have, and I would draft Kyler Murray. And I'm dead serious. The first pick, I'm telling you that a year ago, I would have laughed at the first round pick. And even if he does decide to get all this money and still chooses baseball,
mm-hmm.
I draft him in the fourth or fifth round and have his rights in case he changes because I know his dad loves football. Kyler Murray loves football. It's his quickest way to stardom. And every time people question him,
that's true.
He makes plays. And if you watch him, guys, during the season, isn't every time he plays, for the most part, hasn't he been the best player on the field?
No question about it.
And he's playing in a big-time college program. I changed, and I'm not admit to think. I think I was wrong. I think a year and a half ago, I thought, I don't know about his arm strength. Then you watch him flick a wrist and throw a 60-yarder. Then you say, well, my only question now is, it's not can he take a hit, because he's a small miss-me guy. You don't really get clean shots you get cleaner shots on Cam Newton than you do on Kyler Murray because he's a big body. So there's not a lot of room to hit. So for me, I got one. Can he sustain the hits? Not can he handle the one hit. Can he sustain one of those games where you're taking 9, 10, 12 hits in a game? If he can, guys, I'm telling you, there's a reason why he's going to the draft because people are telling him first-round pick. Now, normally we wouldn't say a 5'8 dude is the first pick in the draft. He's worth the risk because he is a he never lost at Allen High School in Tech. He doesn't lose. The guy just wins. So after what I saw Mayfield go in and do and watch Kyler Murray, who's a gamer, I'm telling you, he's I'd stake my job on a first-round pick on him as a GM. I'd do it, and I wouldn't have done it a year ago.
Yeah, dig that. Sean, you're the best, man. We always appreciate the time, man.
And congrats on the win, man.
Appreciate you guys. Have a great weekend. Thank you very much, and I appreciate the compliment.
Yes, sir, coach.
Yep, he is Sean Salisbury. Joins us every single Tuesday.
He hung up on me before I called him coach.
Maybe not for long. Maybe not for much longer, though. He's getting into coaching, it sounds like.
We lost Tom Crean.
We did
back
lose Tom
to coaching
Crean.
From the show, and it sounds like we're about to lose Salisbury.
Sounds like it. That's
so he stayed off the training.
So he could be ready.
So he didn't do that not to get back into coaching. Exactly. It's going to happen for him.
Exactly.
Sure.
All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come. Monday Night Raw last night, obviously. A very controversial dinner at the White House. And this is aside from politics, folks. This is not politics talk. This is just about food and your taste. And what that's just what it boils down to is, you know, do you eat McDonald's? So we'll get into all that later in the show.
Duke
Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, Jason Smith here from 92.9 FM, ESPN. I'm with my man, Eric Winston, owner of Winston Insurance. He's an insurance broker, and he's a former Tiger. You'll remember, he played with D'Angelo Williams back in the day, 2002-05. And my man, Eric, has got all of the answers you need for your insurance needs. Eric, tell the listeners, what makes you different from other insurance brokers?
Well, Winston Insurance is tailor-made insurance that fits your life. We're a one-stop shop for all your insurance needs. From home, auto, life, commercial, whatever it may be. I can even insure your pet if you have it.
What?
Yes, sir, your pet. We have life insurance options. We also do package bundles. If you have a home and auto that you want to save some money on, let me look at it and compare.
So, Eric, tell our listeners how they can contact you.
We can be reached at 901-275-8173 or visit WinstonInsures.com, WinstonInsures.com.
Winston Insurance, serving Mississippi, Arkansas, and Tennessee.
Go Tigers.
This is Gary Parrish. As you probably know, my wife and I had our youngest son at Regional One Health. I can't recommend him enough, but as I said before, you don't have to experience an emergency to get great care from Regional One Health. I'm here with Dr. Jesus Martinez, a neurologist in the multi-specialty care clinic at the East Campus. Dr. Martinez, let me ask, how do you help patients who suffer with headaches?
We take a patient-centered approach to care at Regional One Health. I guide patients suffering with headaches and enable them to get control of their condition.
So we all get headaches from time to time, but does that mean we actually need to seek medical treatment?
If a person has two or more headaches per week, they need preventive medication. We want to figure out the cause of the headaches to prevent them from occurring again. We can help you so you don't have to take so many pain meds.
So if you want to make an appointment at the East Campus, which is conveniently located at 6555 Quince Road, it's just off 385, you can do so online at regionalonehealth.org or by phone at 901-515-3150. That's 901-515-3150 or the website regionalonehealth.org.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business. The industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
If you are a business looking to streamline your printing process and save a ton of money at the same time, call Michael and his team at Cartridge World Memphis. They will set a time for a complimentary evaluation, answer any questions you may have, and save you money. That means you don't have to reduce staff this year and may just help pay for a relaxing vacation. All their ink and toner are guaranteed 100%. Come by 4714 Poplar Avenue in the Knickerbocker Shopping Plaza down from FedEx or call 901-767-4065. That's 767-4065.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When our clients come to us for representation, I see way more than a client. I see me. When I hear someone has a herniated disc or a back injury, I think, what if that was me? How would that impact my life? I put myself in your shoes and in your life. When I look at your family, I see my family. This outlook makes my firm think differently than most. I understand that some injuries are forever, and forever is a very long time. For 30 years, we've helped hundreds of thousands recover what they deserve. $1 billion last year alone. Why? Because you are us. You are me. Every time we hear your stories, we feel like it's us. If you're injured in a car crash, slip and fall, or the victim of medical malpractice, call us because we care. Dial pound law on your cell phone. That's #529. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com.
Well, the holidays have come and gone. I guess health coverage isn't something Santa makes in his workshop. I'm paying way too much.
Have you tried Farm Bureau health plans?
No. What's that?
Just one of the biggest providers of health coverage in Tennessee. They can lower your deductibles, save you money, and they have way more options than just marketplace plans.
I'm in.
It's the gift that keeps on giving year-round.
With lower deductibles and lower premiums, plus the largest provider network available, Farm Bureau health plans can help. For an online quote, visit FBHP.com today.
When you see the happy face on our truck, you'll be smiling because you'll know that you're in love.
It's freezing in here, Mary. What's wrong with your heater?
The repairman can't get here till next week.
Sugar, you've got the wrong guy. My guy is fast and has free heating service calls when he does the repair.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Hiller. Take advantage of a free service call with any repair.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis Group at REMAX Experts. They're the official realtor of your Memphis Grizzlies. They're the official realtor of the J&J Show, which right now is doing better than the Memphis Grizzlies. They got me out of my old home. They got me into my new home. And I'll tell you what, they made quick work of it. 6 days it took them to sell a house that I thought I'd never be able to sell. That's how good they are over the Live Love Memphis Group at REMAX Experts. It ain't just shine and tricks either. It's hard work. They get it done, John.
Yeah, they also do things differently. So they got some. They do have some tricks up their sleeve. They offer a ton of extras. They don't fill our extra at all, and they don't charge extra. That's why they've sold, or at least it's one small reason why they've sold over 1,100 homes in 10 years, and they are just getting started. They sell a home every 2 days.
I would suggest if you've got a home that's been on the market for a few weeks or maybe even a couple of months, you change realtors and get with the folks over at Live Love Memphis Group at REMAX Experts. You may have a pricing issue on your hands. Why don't you give them a call? Or you can visit them on the website, livelovememphis.com. That phone number is 901-685-6000. Again, 685-6000. The person to ask for is Jennifer Carstensen. She's built this business at the time as a single mom. Raised it up, not just wanting to make money and have a successful business, but to help Memphians. And that's what she's doing. She certainly helped me. Give her a call. The Live Love Memphis Group at REMAX Experts.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Our colleague over at The Athletic, Peter Edmiston, says, given the Grizzlies' current situation and that today is the last day to sign players to two-way contracts, I would not be surprised to see them release Jarnell Stokes and sign a wing. That is from Peter Edmiston of The Athletic. So very interesting there. I mean, you're trying anything at this point. So be on the lookout for that. All right, last night, Monday Night Raw was in town, and we touched a little bit on it at the beginning of the show. Bennett says it was the greatest night of his life. He had a pretty good seat. You were in the corner, right, Bill? You were kind of in the corner right there when they walked down the ramp. Is that accurate?
Correct.
Yeah. You got a lot of seats. You got a lot of TV time. Are you aware?
That's what I heard, man.
Many times you would be in the background. Sometimes you were paying attention and locked in. Other times you were not.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, I'm being honest. Now, I will say one of the things I really noticed last night was John Cena's hair. Now, you are the one on the show with the hair fascination.
Right. It bothered me last night. I texted you about it.
But it was
Cena's hair.
It's
What's
just
trying to look like dad.
It's not a good look, I would say.
It doesn't fit in a world of wet hair and long hair, and everybody's got the, you know, that oily look.
It's
He looks like dad.
It's thin.
He looks like a dad.
It's thinning. Like, on the top.
And he looks like a real dork with those neon shirts he wears, Bennett. So you put that hair with the neon shirt, he does look like dad.
I mean, that's always been his thing.
I know. I saw him in the audience.
I respect him for not wavering.
But when you add the hair to it, it just makes him look dorkier and certainly not intimidating. Unintimidating, I would say.
Yeah, and then, like, I mean, I'm sorry. At the end of the show, when John Cena, you know, gets pinned, and then he gives this little stupid pep talk about fit, I'm sorry. Like, that's a little cheesy for me. And, in fact, it's too cheesy for
me. Well, it's wrestling.
Wrestling has not always been that cheesy.
I only have one more question about last night, other than we know you touched Ronda. What did Elias do?
They shook hands.
What did Elias do?
It was a handshake. There wasn't like any inappropriate touching.
You gotta be careful in this day and age.
No, I know you've seen the Gillette commercial.
Have you seen the Gillette commercial?
See, I had a feeling that this was gonna happen because you know, he did a big media tour yesterday. I mean, he was at the news stations.
Yeah, yeah. What happened with Elias?
He did not wrestle last night. He just did a little promo with Braun Strowman, and he didn't even come in the ring.
Yeah.
The folks they sent out, because Samoa Joe didn't wrestle either that night.
I think he wrestled that night.
I was a little surprised Elias did not even come out.
Yeah, that was kind of surprising that he didn't come out. But, usually when they get somebody going around doing that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.